Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
Based on his recent travels to Libya, U.S. Envoy to Libya Chris Stevens said, "My strong impression is that the Transitional National Council is making progress." Diplomatically, the Transitional National Council, or TNC, has made great strides since April, when it gained international recognition, now from some 30 countries, including the United States. On the financial front, the TNC has also made significant gains. Not long ago, the rebels were in a precarious situation, unable to pay for food, medicine, or fuel to keep the power generators going in order to provide light. Now, with political recognition, the TNC is hopeful that they will soon gain access to Libya's frozen assets around the world. On the military front, progress has been slow, although gradually the rebels are gaining territory from Libya's longtime dictator, Muammar Gaddafi. On the battlefront in the western mountains, rebels are inching their way towards Tripoli. On the Misrata front on the coast, they've not only fought off Gaddafi's forces successfully, but they're also pushing west up the coast towards Tripoli. And finally, rebels have made a push towards Brega from Benghazi, where they are now unfortunately encountering landmines. There are also challenges within TNC-held areas that must be dealt with. Primary among them is security. When the regime fell, it left a security vacuum. The police, for the most part, just left their posts out of fear of popular reaction against them because they had committed abuses in the early days against the people. With so few police around, militias started to form and fill the vacuum. The TNC is now working to address this problem. The British, French, and other diplomatic missions are keeping the pressure on the TNC to get the various militias under control. The United States supports the efforts of the rebels to liberate Libya from the clutches of Muammar Gaddafi. The NATO-led mission, said U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, is on track. The pressure on Gaddafi is mounting, and the rebels have been gaining strength and momentum. NATO remains united in the belief that its mission must continue until the goals that were laid out by it are met.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government. For a transcript of this and other VOA editorials, or to receive editorials by email, visit the VOA Editorials Internet homepage at www.voanews.com/editorials.